Welcome back to this episode of Know Your Dharma radio program with our guest Anju Bhargav. So the topic today has been Utsav Seva, or serving in various ways under the direction of or under the umbrella of our festivals, religious festivals. So we were talking about what are the themes or how do you actually carry out Utsav Seva? And so you started to tell us, Sanjuji, about the monthly themes, right?
Right.
Please go on.
Okay. So what we did first, actually, just to give you a little bit of the background, we looked at each month. We looked at the whole calendar, divided, grouped the festivals by month, and tried to find the underlying theme by month. So that's one option for, you know, people to look at the theme, and when you're celebrating that particular festival, to do it. What we found that sometimes in colleges, monthly may be harder to do. So then we grouped it by quarter.
Duke will be semester, but that's fine. Yeah.
But yeah, by semester, how whatever month, you know, so it's all fungible that one can do. And we try to find the common things that could be done during that time. Now, the suggestions that we have are, you know, just suggestions. And it is not that you have to do one particular thing at one particular time, but your circumstances may warrant that you do, for example, what we talked about, planting of the tree, maybe during warm weather outside rather than cold weather. So just to give you a brief the feel of how we organize the festivals, the January to March, we saw that we call the January one Shanti Seva, because we have Makar Sankranti, Pongal, and so on. And we also included, as I mentioned earlier, MLK Day of Service. So we incorporated the national holidays, making this be an American, a Hindu-American perspective, along with ours. So even if you wanted to do with MLK Day of Service, there is nothing to say that we cannot bring our Makar Sankranti type of a festival with what that, you know, into play over there. February, we called Kala Seva. March, Kalyan Seva, because Shiva did, you know, was Kalyani. You know, he you know, did for the good of all.
Karuna Avataram,
right. So we came up with different examples of what you could do during that time when it's winter. Visit elderly at senior center, feed the homeless, recycle products, yoga, share with others. But these are, you know, the ways to serve are countless. You know, we have just given some ideas of how to serve. But the underlying concept is, here are a group of festivals. See what resonates with you. What do you connect with? And bring that to action. So during April to June, we called it Vidya Knowledge. April, we said Shakti Seva, Bhakti Seva, sorry. There's Ram Navami, Mahavir Jayanti, Swaminarayan Jayanti, Guri Padwa. All of those are usually in April. May, we called it Vidya Seva because there's Buddha Jayanti, Shankaracharya Jayanti, Akshay Tritiya, Memorial Day, Mother's Day. And Mother is, you know, we look at her as being the primary teacher. Then June, we said Annadhanam, but Annadhanam is like everywhere in our culture.
Right.
That is everywhere. But it is Guru Arjan Dev's birthday, and Sikhs do a fabulous job with langar and stuff. So we kind of honored that aspect with Annadhanam. But overall, we called it Vidya. But again, these are just names just to help prompt people to say, this is what the inner meaning of the festival is. Think about it and do something. So July to September, we called it Shakti Seva. July, we called Eco Dharma or Bhumi Seva. You know, or whatever, however we wish to call that, because that you can serve the nation and Mother Earth with that. August, we called Mitra Seva because of Raksha Bandhan usually comes on that. Payushan Parva comes around that time. Say September is usually Krishna Jayanti, Ganesh Chaturthi, 9/11 days of service, Gandhi Upadesh, Gandhi Satyagraha, Swami Vivekananda speech. So we called it Yoga Seva, encapsulating that. And there is so much that you can do with yoga during the month of September. I know that June 21st, India has taken to be the Yoga Day. But there's nothing to say that we can't do in September something to honor Krishna and all these other luminaries. Then October to December, we called it Jyoti Seva, because October is Navaratri, Vijayadashmi, and Breast Cancer and Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and so on. So we called it Shakti Seva, the month of October. Usually, November usually is Diwali, Lakshmi Puja, Bhaiya Doj, Kartikeya Deepam, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving. So we called it Dhan Seva, that, you know, do something along those lines. And December, we called it Sarva Dharma, because usually we don't have, though now we have come up with a Ganesh, some festival in December, but Hanukkah, there is a Bodhi Day, Christmas, Muharram, Panch Ganpati is what we have now has come up in December, and Kwanzaa. So every major religion has some festival. So we called it Sarva Dharma Seva, maybe focus more on interfaith during that time. Overall, we called it that period Jyoti Seva. So if we understand, this is the festival, this is the inner meaning, this is how I want to celebrate it and bring it to life, that becomes Utsav Seva.
Very good, very good.
And you had mentioned anniversary and birthdays, which could fall at any time. So we were just trying to facilitate people, because it requires, you have to know stuff, and most of the people down don't know the inner meaning of the festivals, or even the stories behind it. So we try to give a little cliff notes kind of stuff to help to prompt people to think about it and celebrate it in whatever way they feel comfortable with.
But it would be, if you can include this birthday and anniversary idea, it will expand that possibilities, right? So now the question is, who developed Utsav Seva? Who is helping you? Is there any funding that you need, or what? How does it work?
Okay, so as I mentioned to you, the festivals and connecting it with Seva has been there in our tradition from the beginning. We do only one major Seva, which is Anadana, during that time, and giving to the poor. But it is just giving, you know. So we developed it ourselves, and this is one of my brainchild in guidance with Swami Dayanand Saraswati and many other teachers to sort of bring it out. So we developed it, and we have created the raw material for it. There's no funding per se right now. This is a Seva activity. We've done the research. We put a prototype together. We've launched it in different places. But it requires interaction with the community that's going to adopt it and take it forward. So our job is to help educate and give them material. And then they have to take it forward.
That's so you engage with different temples and different student groups and so on.
Right. I'm not the executor of Utsav Seva. I am a facilitator. We have developed this. We've done some groundbreaking research to organize what was already in the festival and try to make it be relevant for us as Hindu Americans today, and bring it out. India, actually, a group was very inspired by this, and they called it Utsav Seva. And what they did a few years ago is took light from every state and every taluka, you know, the community in the state, and then bring it to a state level, then bring all those lights together to make one light. And they did it during before Diwali. So it was a collection of lights to bring it. So they were trying to make it be like unity thing across India, that bring it together. And a group did that. So we were very thrilled that they were inspired by something from from America that we had created for our integration here that they're using it for. So they adapted it for their integration purposes, and that's really what this whole thing is, that we have the raw material, we are happy to provide it to whichever group would like. So the funding could be that you can support our coming there or something. That is all that we would ask, if at all. And you do it. But we are available. I'm available to help out in starting it, in giving all the material and our thoughts and our experience. But it's up to each group to take it forward and incorporate it.
Yeah. And you know that individuals do this donations quite a bit. But this is more... So two differences. One is that many of us donate to agencies which take money to India, right? Basically, Akshay Patra and Ekavidyalaya and so on.
Right.
So, but I think this will encourage people to do things here, right?
You hit the nail on the head. One of the reasons why we did this is we live here. We are, the immigrants have, as you and I are immigrants, we have a strong connection with the country of our birth. The next generation to some extent may have, because they're offsprings of the immigrants and they have traveled with their parents. But the third generation and so on, they're going to have less connection, and they need to be able to figure out how to connect here. Today, everybody thinks that Indians are, very well off, but there are many Indians who are not very well off. And, we could help that. So coming back to funding, what we can do is, and we are a not-for-profit, and we do collect funds to help those who are in need. And we support some of that activity. So if somebody wanted to give, or we could be the not-for-profit to help others to raise money and use it for their purpose. We can certainly use a not-for-profit status for that. But it is really to connect here. Our focus is America, primarily. Not to say that we cannot give to India, but if we do not integrate in the local communities and help out with the local communities and see other communities who don't look like us, who are in need and not work and bring our festivals, and we are living in our own ghettos. It may be, upscale ghettos, but we are not mixing with others. And then it creates all kinds of issues. So this is a tool to help in becoming, if you're doing Christmas, Christmas, of course, is done by Indians also, but generally the mainstream community here is celebrating Christmas. Here is my way of celebrating, and we do the same thing. So it brings an equality in our dialogue and discussion, that we have a rich culture, we have so many ways, we are so diverse, and yet there are these common elements that are there in which we can express. And that's the beauty of Hinduism, that as an individual, I may wish to express myself in a way which is very different from another person. That's okay. But the underlying theme within it is that Vedic philosophy, and then connecting that with the practical sadhana of service, really helps to showcase the richness of our culture. And it also showcases us. I mean, it helps us so much with our life over here. And it mainstreams us too, because then people like Holi has become mainstream, but it is run for color. And it has become sometimes a commercial thing. We just celebrated in Howard County in Maryland. And it was food stalls and stuff. Very little seva was there. So all our festivals become commercialized. Where is the seva element to it? And that's what we as individuals have to take ownership and go forward with it.
Now, in the seva, as you said, first of all, it is for people here, not just for people in India. But second, people here, Hindus might need help. There may be students that need scholarships. There may be women that are being mistreated.
They are.
And then, of course, we should serve non-Hindus too, people in need. So
Right.
That's a very important thing to bring about, as well as this notion of showing our festivals in the right way to the non-Hindus in our communities.
Right.
I was invited recently to a Passover celebration, and
right.
it was meant for only the others. So people from different religious communities and the local police and county commissioners, etc., were brought over, and Passover was celebrated, and it was explained. So we
right.
should be doing similar things, that
Diwali exactly.
celebration for outsiders, not just for us, and
that's,
explain
that's,
to them. And then the youth getting some sort of identity, positive identity with the Hindu Dharma, that Hindu Dharma is not just pujas, but it is also service. So
that brings me to a point. I'll just put that plug in also. When you said puja, a lot of Hindus say, oh, I'm spiritual but not religious. And what they often mean is that I don't know how to do pujas. So Hinduism is not about puja. So this is another way of you to be able to say, I'm a Hindu and I express it in this way.
No, pujas have their place. They're beautiful. But at the same time, many aspects to Hinduism.
It's multifaceted Vedic Hinduism. Right.
That's right. Well, is there anything else that you want to add to this beautiful dialogue today?
No, I'm really excited that we've had an opportunity to reconnect and start our dialogue again. And I'm really looking forward to working with Duke University. I was privileged to have been part of the opening ceremony when the Hindu prayer room was started. And I would love to partner with Duke University and help to really formalize this program with the students and with the new chaplain that you have to make it be customized for Duke. So it becomes Duke's Utsav Seva Festival.
That's right. And same thing for the Hindu Society of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We should be able to do that.
Right. With all of them, but each one can make it be for themselves.
That's
what
right.
resonates with them, with that group of people.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Thank you very much, Anju ji, for taking the time to talk to us as a part of this Hindu Society of North Carolina Know Your Dharma initiative. And Hari Om and Namaste.